Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Trying to be at least. Snowstorm today. Got blocked into my driveway by a garbage truck that got stuck.
Are you home?
No. I made it in. I was just a half an hour late. The guy was an idiot, but it's coming down pretty crazy. But yeah, he just had to back up. He ended up backing all the way down the street. Once the tow truck got there, the guy was like, "Dude, just back down the street. You're trying to go up a hill. You can't get up. That's why you're stuck. You can back out."
Right.
So I'm sitting there, like, watching him just rock the thing back and forth, 60,000-pound vehicle, which is a fact I know now because I was curious, how heavy is a garbage truck? And fully loaded, 60,000 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but any news from your princess people?
Yeah, the insurance company is being like ridiculous.
Okay.
So they offered him $8,000 for the whole job
That doesn't cover.
because
Okay.
that doesn't cover the diamonds.
Right.
And so I gave him fighting words to go back to the insurance company with.
Okay.
And it's like, I told him, I said, at my cost, I can't replace that diamond. I
Was
said,
it?
and then you need to put it in a ring.
Right.
It sounds like the insurance company depreciated everything.
Okay.
And then if you want to keep your old diamond, you're going to have to buy it back from us. I said, the diamond's not worth anything. It's broken.
Right. The
So
salvage isn't worth keeping.
what are they paying for?
Right.
He wants to keep it, but they'll take a sliver if they have to. You know what I mean?
Right. I
And
mean,
then,
like you said before, the money's not really what the problem is, though. Right.
No, I mean, but they were expecting to get the insurance money for to make them whole.
Yeah.
And then he was going to pay the difference above and beyond it. So right now he's fighting with the insurance company.
To get the right amount. Okay.
Yeah,
Understood.
so if you'd like, I know that you want the 170 back, but that might be the one that we settle on. So can I send you the 160, 158 back?
Yeah, the 158 can come back.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just stuck.
Yeah, the ones. Well, I get it, but if the money's not an issue, the insurance company, like, can they make a decision on a diamond, and then whatever settles after? Like, is it predicated on what they get from the insurance company?
It's a $6,000 difference.
Yeah.
The work, including the work, so everything came out too for the insurance company,
Yeah.
including all the work, and it's a platinum setting, $14,099.
Right. But they're only going to offer him eight.
Eight.
Well, that doesn't.
So he's like, I've been paying for $16,000 worth of coverage. So he has the coverage.
Right.
We're
But
just,
the
I'm just
but the
estimating the
di but the
diamond.
diamond isn't it didn't depreciate that much.
No, it didn't
Like it went
depreciate at all.
right.
Like, think about it. It
Was it
was
a
a
GIA?
GIA.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Then yeah.
Yeah. I said, I'm just looking to make the guy whole, and this is
Yeah.
what it would cost. I didn't go up. I
Right.
just
Well, that
went
doesn't
from
leave you
here.
any money. You can't replace it for
No,
that. You don't
it
work
gives
for
me
free.
nothing. I can't.
Right.
So he's fighting. So he was calling back the insurance company today. He called me because he just wanted to like get my feedback on it. I said, DeSenza's the one that gave the insurance company the price based on paper.
Yeah.
I said, you and I sat down and looked at diamonds. Now, if you told me that you had $8,000 to work with, we're getting a completely different stone.
Right.
You know, and she's not going to be happy with it. It's not going to
Right.
sparkle the last one did.
Right.
And $8,000 towards an upgrade, like even that, it's just like, it doesn't cover anything.
Right.
So I'm expecting to have an answer back today.
Okay.
Because I know he's working on it today, and he's going to get back to me.
Yeah. The 170 is either going to have to be billed or brought back by next Thursday because it's a November piece.
Next Thursday's fine.
Yeah, we got time. He's got some time to get to kind of go back and forth with the – I mean, I hope he takes the two, but
I believe that's the plan. I think he just wants to pay the difference.
Right. So he's got to get closer.
Even if they come back and say, okay, so we'll do 12. He says if they come up with something.
Yeah.
I padded very little.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still bullshit, though. Like, I just understand how some people get a check written, like, and it's, like, the most dubious of circumstances. You know, like, I lost my 4-carat. All right, here you go. Here's $60,000. Where others, it's like, we're going to lowball you. I don't know if it's a difference with insurance companies. Like, is it Jewelers Mutual? Is it someone that actually insures jewelry and understands the situation? Or is it
no.
Just, yeah, so that's the problem, right? Like
Andover is the name of the company.
Okay, and they're just they're button pushers, right? They don't know really what.
Yeah.
So they're trying to lowball.
So basically what I told them is, like, because they came back at him and said, you should have updated your appraisal. It's like, no, I'm paying for $16,000 worth of insurance.
Right.
That should cover this. And if I was supposed to update my appraisal, shouldn't you have told me that?
Right.
So I gave him a little bit of information. Like, the insurance company has their own insurance if they didn't give you proper information.
Right. And it's like, you know, that's like saying... I mean, I guess it's an apt analogy. Like a 5-carat lab grown you bought 3 years ago for $20,000, you got it insured for $20,000, and it's depreciated 95% since then. Were you not contacted by your insurance company, and did they just keep charging you for the $20,000 coverage? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's kind of like or another example, like you sign up for internet, you get brand new devices, and then 3 years down the road, they're offering the same program with better technology for less money to new customers. So it's while charging you more for inferior tech. So it's like the onus is on you. No, it's like you should be told, hey, you know, I see that you're, but of course, why would they want to do that? They don't want to do that. They want to charge you for the higher amount.
Yeah.
But insurance has always skeeved me out a little bit. I know a few people that do pretty well selling insurance, and they make me look white and sparkly. They are slimy individuals.
They're crooks, yeah.
Yeah, but.
I usually don't have any issues.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, the other customer, the round customer, his insurance company, it took us a month or so it took us a little bit more than a month to get all the information that we needed to, and they gave them no problem, approved it, no problem. I expect to see him Saturday, if not today, the 2-carat round.
Oh, good, good. I mean, the 206 makes him whole. The AHSI-1 allows him to upgrade the clarity a little bit. But he lost the 204, so the 206 HSI-2 is what he's been. Did you look at those yet? Do you like them?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I spoke with Callie earlier today. She said that Cindy's Oval customer should be in today.
Yeah, he's coming in at 5.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah, we're staying for him.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'm gonna be here till 6:30. I'm staying for you.
Yeah. So I am hoping that we will also have the round 2-carat today too.
That'd be cool.
But he says he's gonna be in Foxborough on Saturday anyway. So if it doesn't work out today, he's gonna come in Saturday.
And I'll be here on Saturday too. So,
yeah,
you know, if they move the goalpost on you at all, I mean, the ovals are...
Well, I'm offering to come in on Sunday just to, like, wrap this up. Even though I'm not going to be open on Sunday, I don't want to come in, but I will to do this.
So. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It seems like every... I mean, of course I went to the Bills game last Sunday, so I'm going to sound a little like, well, Gary, you went and did something on Sunday, so no wonder you were tired as hell on Monday. But I would really like just that one day, which I'm sure is what you're, you know, you want that Sunday to just do nothing. Or
right.
Maybe catch up on some things that you need to do. But, like, I've got to drive all over New York on Sunday to spread my grandmother's ashes. And while it sounds insensitive, I'm like, Mom, can we pick a nicer day, maybe in the new year, to do
maybe
this?
Maybe even New Year's Day.
Right, exactly. You know, like, after the fact. But, you know, I'm there for her. Whatever she wants, we'll do. But, and her birthday's today, so I called to wish her a happy birthday, and I take her out on Saturday. So it's going to be – it just seems like it nonstop. You know what I mean? You're here later. You work longer. You know, it's a tough time of year for people in the industry.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just waking up not feeling it, and I just
– Same.
Like, I was like, do I have to?
Right.
And I'm still sorting. And it's magical, and it's wonderful, and it's like, I've got all these, you know, it's like, at least I have something to sort.
Yeah.
Where my daughter works, they don't buy anything.
No?
No. And it's like, Catherine, do you have, you know, you alone could make your own money if you just got your license so that you could buy scrap from people. And
yeah.
Then, like, I bought a princess cut today in a mounting, and so it looks like a JK color.
Yeah. How big?
Maybe half carat.
Oh, is it like an engagement? Half carat engagement.
Yeah.
Wowee, goodness.
And I got that plus the mounting plus the wedding band that goes with it, so it's plenty of diamonds. I paid $451 for it.
Yeah.
I paid $150 for the center.
And then, so 150 for the 300 for the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, 150 for a half carat is not too shabby. That's probably $600. Okay,
yeah.
If it's JKSI, it's still like find a matching one, make some studs, and kind of a tough engagement ring sale. But like even like you said before, scrap. I keep seeing all of these companies on Facebook. I buy diamonds, kind of stuff. Like there's a couple RJO guys. They're like, they buy the breakouts.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. But people seem to love them, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense, but.
Well, like Midwest Diamond buys breakouts.
Yeah.
And they'll also sort them. They'll make you an offer. They'll also put them in jewelry that you can sell.
Huh.
So it's on that way. Yeah, they do a whole bunch of stuff. They're pretty good.
Yeah, no, we don't have the facilities or the faculties rather for that. We have the relationships, but we don't have anyone to sort. It would kind of do. She could. I don't know why we don't do that. And maybe it's just a headache that he doesn't want. Like he doesn't see it's not our business. You know, but
right.
Yeah, but I mean, with gold right now, gold's scratching another record. Hopefully here, so, well, hopefully. Don't know why I said hopefully. I don't want gold to go up. Is that 4,300 today? Right? Is that what I saw?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, no. I got a guy in Florida that's all he does is just a ton of gold buying. I don't know how there's still gold out there to buy. He's been doing it for so long.
It's 42.30 right now.
Oh. Well, that's not as exciting. I thought it was... I think the record is 43.80. And we haven't gotten back up there yet. But... All righty. Well, I got to go help somebody with a heart-shaped diamond.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah. Heart shapes. And how's traffic been?
It's birdie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what like I was talking to my buddy Dave in Detroit. He's like, dude, I did $2,000 in business yesterday. I'm like, oof, oof. He's a like 7-person operation, big family, family business, Armenians, and sweetest people. And he's like, I'm waiting for it to pop off. He does a ton of lab grow now, and it's wild. His market is so, especially between the Turks and the Armenians and the families and stuff that they sell to. Like, he sold a diamond for me the other day, 8% markup. He only made 8%.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's how he's been operating, though, for years. Like, he was an old Andy account, too, and before that, Alicia. He's worked with RDI for, like, 20 years, and always very low margin. And, you know, it's like they beat us up, and I'm like, I feel like that's a you thing, though. Like, I feel like you could still, I don't know. Like, we do a lot of business in Michigan area, and I don't know of anybody working that low on a margin to make a sale happen. But, I mean, he's been open for 30, 40 years, so he's doing something right, you know. Like, just volume. But he does mostly lab grown now, which is a shame. It hurts, but.
It does hurt.
Yeah, but. Oh, I've got a guy in Florida, in Texas. He had a Facebook advertisement just for 2 days only, but I still thought it was hilarious because I made a joke 2 years ago that lab-grown would eventually be with gift of purchase, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. You buy the mounting from him, he throws in the diamond. 2-carat, any shape, he throws it in for free.
Oh, wow. So
just built the $300 to $400 into the cost of the mounting, you know. But I'm like, you keep seeing stuff like that, and it's going to keep driving the prices down. But, anywho. All right, well, we have work to do as I keep yawning. Get up, Garrett. Get up. Let's go do some stuff. Have a cup of coffee, and if you get some news, give me a jingle. I'd love to hear from you.
I will call you as soon as I know anything new.
New news. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Cindy.
All right. You're very welcome. Thanks, Garrett.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah.